Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on daf Chaf Amid Beis right at the beginning. We're about to begin the third parak of Maseches Nedarim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. Also by Richard Lipchinsky, as his chus for his mother's neshama, Miriam Bas Ravi Cheskel, whose yahrzeit is Shabbos Chafei Mar Cheshvan, and for Shlema from Menachem Mendel Ben Devorah Leah. It's also sponsored by Andrea Keen, Ilui Nishmas, her husband, David Yitzchak Ben Akiva Yehuda, Olav Shalom on his first yahrzeit, and Shem Hashem and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Akiva Fogel for a Refuah Shleima for his niece, Chaya Rachel Bas Perel, who's donating a kidney today, and the recipient, Yom Tov Lipman Ben Devora, Fegi Chaya. They should both have a Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, and Ashrechem, for such a mitzvah, in honor of the yahrzeit of his mother, Chaya Rachel Bas Chayim Akiva, which is on Thursday, the Neshama Shem and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Jeff Kinellis as a zechus for Shalema for Kol Chole Yisrael. Amen. Kenya Ratzon. So we are holding on Daf Chaf Amid Beis. What we're going to discuss is the following. The Mishnah is going to list four different types of Lashonos of Neder that are still not Chal, even though they are perfect Lashonos of Nedarim. Up until now, we've been talking about Lashonos that have been a little bit off, Kinuyim and Yados and things like that. Sometimes you have a perfect Lashon, but there's something else missing in the Neder, and the Neder is therefore not going to be Chal. So we're going to have four different examples in the Mishnah of such a nidarim, and then the Mishnah is going to elaborate on the first of those examples, namely Nidrei Zruzin. Then the Gemara is going to talk about who is the Tana that holds that Nidrei Zruzin is not does not work, that it's not chal, that it's not a valid form of neder. Is it dafka a particular shita in Tanaim, or can it be all Tanaim that agree that Nidrei Zruzin are not going to be chal? And the Gemara is going to talk about Nidrei Zruzin means that a person is just trying to get somebody else to agree to something. So it's like a negotiating tactic. I'm not going to pay more than $10 for that. Well, I'm not selling it for less than $20. So that's so is that really a neder? So the Gemara is going to talk about what if they're far apart on that? You know, it's not like $10 and $20. I'm not going to pay more than $10. I wouldn't sell it for less than $100. So do we consider that Nidrei Zruzin as well? So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to be poshet that safek, and ultimately we're not going to be poshet that safek. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about being matir and neder through charata, meaning the difference between Pesach and charata. Is charata a valid way to be matir a neder? And the Gemara is going to tell many related stories to being matir and neder through charata. In fact, so many stories that it brings us all the way into tomorrow's daf, so we're probably not even going to get to all those stories about being matir and neder through charata. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf Chaf Amud Beis. But before we do that, just to give a little bit of a map of the perek. So as I mentioned, up until now we've been talking about Nidarim where there was something off on the Lashon, Kinuyim and Yados. Now the first half of the perek is going to talk about Nidarim where there is no Chisaron in the Lashon whatsoever, but there is a Chisaron in the Lev, there's a Chisaron in the Kavana, because if a person says that he's going to accept a Neder, but he has no Kavana for that Neder, the Neder is not going to be Chal, because what he's lacking is piv v'libo shavim, and that is a critical part of the neder, that he has to say what he means and mean what he says. How do we know that? There is a Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Trumos that if a person has kavanah to say eini nichnas l'bayizeh, and he accidentally is va'amar l'zeh, he meant to say I'm not going to go into that house, but he accidentally said the other house, I'm not going to get out off from this guy, but he really meant the other guy, then lo amar klum, achil piv libo shavim. And that's derived, the Bartanura says in his commentary on the Mishnah, that's derived from Pesukim in Chumash. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Motzis vasecha tishmor, and on the other hand, it says, kol nidiv lev. So it's a stir in Pesukim. Which is it? Is it that you have to observe that which is Motzis vasecha, or that which is nidiv lev, that which you had in mind? So the way to reconcile those two psukim is that you need both, that you need piv v'libo shavim. That's part of a broader discussion. You see, that's one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, is that normally when we have Shnei Ksuvim Mamachishim Zeh, it's Achiyova Kos Vashlishi V'Achriya Beinayim, when we're not sure which one is the binding pasuk, so we look for a third pasuk. So what do you do when there is no Kos Vashlishi HaMachriya Beinayim? names. That's what Rav Yosef Engel points out, that you have such a sugya in Shas, in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Beitza, that the Pasuk says that Yom Tov is supposed to be Lachem, Pasuk says Yom Tov is supposed to be Lashem, and there's no Kasav HaShishu Mechriya Beinahem. So there's Machlokas in Tanayim, what the Halacha is. Do we say that the Torah is just giving you options, one or the other, or do we say that no, it needs to be both? Right, so how do we deal with Yontif? Is it O Kulu Lachem, O Kulu Lashem, or is it Chetzio Lachem and Chetzio Lashem? So we hear clearly the Midah Shadar and Jashman that we're using is to say both. Not that you're getting options, that either your neder could be chal through Motzi Piv, Motzi Sfasav, or your neder could be chal by Nediv Lev. No, it's that you need both. The Lev and the Peh need to be shoven. That's going to be the first half of the parak. Then the second half of the parak is going to talk about Nedarim, that a person takes a neder to aser a certain segment of society, and he doesn't specify all the details of the neder. So which people has he asered on himself with his lashon of a neder? So that's going to be Benjamin in the second half of the parak. So let's begin the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Arba nedarim mitiru chachamim. There are four types of neder that the chachamim hold are mutter on their own. You don't need hataras chacham. That's what it means mitiru chacham. It's an automatic heter, and we're not concerned that people are going to come to be matir other nedarim as well, because these nedarim are so obvious, it's so clear that they are distinct from other types of nedarim. So no one's going to come to make a mistake and think that other types of nedarim are also mutter. Tosefta says that even though these nedarim are mutter me'aleihem, but we learn from the pasuk of lo yachel dvaro, you're still not supposed to do it. Meaning, even though they're mutter me'aleihem, it's still not appropriate to say words that you don't actually mean and that you're not actually going to follow through on. Muka Yosef writes, yeah, but that's an Isser Drabanan, because the Pasuk of Lo Yachel Dvaro is only an Asmach to Bialma in this context, because it's not really a binding neder. But these types of nedarim are not going to require Hataras Chacham. And also, L'chora, it doesn't make a difference, we're going to see in the Gemara, whether the person is a Talmud Chacham or an Amma Aretz who took the neder, that even an Amma Aretz, it's going to be mutter in these nedarim. It's not like we had in yesterday's daf, where a person is no deber korban, and he said that he meant a korban shel malachim, that we said a talmud chacham is believed that that's what he meant, and therefore he doesn't require she'ela l'chacham, whereas an amma aretz is not believed that that's what he meant, and therefore he does need to be matir the neder, because these types of nedarim are so clearly recognizable that it's not really what you meant. It doesn't matter. You don't need to do any explaining. It doesn't matter whether you're a talmud chacham or an amma aretz. So even an amma aretz, that's what the Ritva and Muki Yosef, others explain, that even in Amma Aretz, these are going to be Mutter Me'aleim. So what are these four magical Nedarim that even though you say all the right words that should make a binding Neder, it's not going to be Chal? So number one, Nidrei Zeruzin, and that's going to be our focus today. Someone who takes a Neder in order to encourage somebody else to change their mind. So the Neder is not going to be Chal, because we know that he didn't really mean to take the Neder, he's just trying to get the other guy to change his mind. Now, the Rishonim point out, and the Mukhe Yosef, and the Ritva, and the Tesrid, and the Rashba, and the Shidduk Betzos quotes this way from Yerushalmi, that it's lav dafka nidrei zruzin, shavuos zruzin are also included in this category. It's just that the term neder sometimes is a broader term that includes both nedarim and shavuos. Over here, when we say nidrei zruzin, it means shavuos zruzin as well. However, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Shavuos does not quote the din of shavuos zruzin, and the Kesem Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi. So even though the Shidduk Betzos quotes Yerushalmi that Nidrei Zruzin, that Shavuos Zruzin are the same thing as Nidrei Zruzin, the Rambam must hold that the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi, and therefore he paskins like the Bavli, right? The Rambam very often takes the Yerushalmi into account in Pesach Halacha. There are many, many Rishonim that don't take the Yerushalmi into account at all, that apparently either didn't have Yerushalmi, didn't learn Yerushalmi. But the Rambam oftentimes takes Yerushalmi into account. It's actually a discussion, not a discussion, but you could see in different Achronim how much they want to associate the Rambam with the Yerushalmi. Sometimes, you know, we don't know where the Rambam got something, and the Achronim will say, yeah, it's enough in the Yerushalmi, so that's where he got it from. And other times, they'll bend over backwards, they'll
twist themselves into a pretzel to try to show how it really comes out from the Bavli, and that he didn't, you know, that it's not from the Yerushalmi by the Briskers. They typically always make it come from the Bavli, that he never got it from the Yerushalmi somehow. But over here, the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi, so that's why that's what the Kesef Mishnah explains, that the Rambam is going against the Yerushalmi. Kesef Mishnah Taka holds that you should always try to be dochik the Bavli to make it. To make it conform to the Yerushalmi to whatever extent possible. We try not to make machlokas between Bavli and Yerushalmi as much as we can. In the Perush HaMishnayis, the Rambam writes, Vida she'elu arba nedarim kulam ein hefresh mehem in Perush HaMishnayis, he says explicitly that the same applies to Shvua El Nidri Zuzim Shetzrich Nafar Midrabanan V'lekach Shvua Zuzim Asurim. He says Nidri Zuzim require Afar Midrabanan, and therefore Shvua Zuzim are going to be Asur. So some Sofer says that it's a Tal Sofer in the Rambam, and should say El Zuzim and not El Nidri Zuzim, meaning he's referring to Shvua Zuzim, where he's saying that Shvua Zuzim are going to be Asur, Nidrei Zuzin will not be Asr. So the Rambam Taka does distinguish in the Perush HaMishnayis between Nidrei Zuzin and Shavuos Zuzin against what it says in Yerushalmi, like the Kesef Mishnah explains within the Shitas HaRambam. But be that as it may, the first category and the one we're going to focus on for most of the day today is Nidrei Zeruzin, that a person takes a neder not because he means it, but just because he's trying, it's a negotiating tactic. I'm never going to pay more than that. He's trying to get the other person to lower the price, and the seller's trying to get the other person to offer more money. I'm never going to sell it for less than X amount of money. Second category is Nidrei Havai, a person who uses an exaggerated terminology. He says that these perush biyasa to me, if I didn't see Kiyotze Mitzrayim, if I didn't see so many people there like the Yotze Mitzrayim. The guy didn't see Kiyotze Mitzrayim. There's no way he saw 600,000 people. No one ever saw 600,000 people in one place. He means to say that there were a lot of people at whatever event it was. You know, my shir was so popular that I take this neder if I didn't see Kiyotze Mitzrayim at the shir. Okay, then there's no way that at 6:26 in the morning that there's Kiyotze Mitzrayim that are coming to a shir. It's just an expression that a person uses. Nidrei Shgagos, third category is a person takes that there was a mistake at the time of the neder, so he asked something on himself b'shogeg. He said Kodem Peros Alai Imachalti, and at the time that he took the neder, he made a mistake. He thought that he hadn't eaten. He had forgotten that he had breakfast that day. And then afterwards he remembers, I ate breakfast that day. Or if he was shogeg at the time of the kiyum atanai, like he says, kodem kikar zeolai imochalayom, that I'm going to take a neder if I eat later today. And then he forgot about the fact that he took a neder, and he eats lunch, and he eats later that day. So that's also included in nidrei shkagos, which are automatically mutter, because at the time that he ate, he was a shogeg. He didn't remember that he had taken his neder. And then a fourth category of neder, that's mutter on its own, v'nidrei onsin, some sort of onus happened where he's not able to be mekayim the neder. Person asks somebody else to invite him to a meal in order to be mechazik the invitation. He asks that he should take a neder, that if he doesn't eat with him, then he's going to aser his nechasim on him. And the guy got sick, or he was unable to come, and he missed the boat over the river, and he wasn't able to come to the Seuda. So that's Nidrei Onsin, that they wanted to fulfill the neder, but there was an onus that prevented the neder from being fulfilled. So now we're going to only focus, the later Mishnayos in the Parak are going to focus on the other three, but we're going to focus on Nidrei Zeruzin. So Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzad. What would be an example of Nidrei Zeruzin? Hayimocher Chefetz, one guy is selling an object to somebody else, and they're negotiating over the price. Va'amar, so the mocher says to the lokeach, Konim sheni poches l'cha min ha'asela, that it should be the dmei ha'mekach should be aser ba'anah to me if I take any less than a sela from you. A sela is 4 dinar, so I don't agree to sell this for any less than a sela. And in order to make it to express how serious he is about this and how he really needs the lokeach to add more to his offer, to increase the amount of his offer, he asers the dmei ha'mekach below neder if it gets sold for any less than a sella. V'alo omer in the lokeach says, konim sheni mosav l'cha ala shekel, that I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to get any anah from the item if I pay any more than a shekel. A shekel is 2 dinars. So I'm not going to pay any more than two dinars. And in order to show how serious he is about that, he says that I'm not going to be able to get any anah from the item if I do pay more than 2 dinars. So the Mishnah is telling us that both the neder of the mocher and the neder of the lokeach are both not chal. And even if the mecher ends up being, it ends up happening for more than a shekel or less than a sela, neither of them becomes usser in what they had said, whether it be the demea mekach or the mekach itself. And because shnei amrotzim b'shloshet dinarim, we assume that both the mocher and the lokeach the entire time had in mind that it would be for somewhere in between, for 3 dinarim, and that which he said that he's that if it can't be less than a sela, and that which the lokeach said it can't be more than a shekel, they were just trying to negotiate prices, but they all knew the entire time that it was only going to be shloshet dinarim. Rav Shlomo Kluger in his sefer Nidre's Reason, which is an appropriate sefer to quote today when the hold off is about Nidre's Reason, so he writes that even though the Mishnah was writing Mechadesh that the neder of the mocher is not chal because he was only noder in order to be mezaris, the Mishnah still needed to be Mechadesh the same thing mitzad alokeach, meaning once I know that the mocher's neder is Nidre's Reason, why does it then have to tell me that the lokeach's neder is Nidre's Reason? Isn't it obvious that the lokeach's neder is Nidre's Reason? So he says no, because I would have thought that when the mocher took the neder, there was no neder on the other side yet. So that's Nidre's Reason. But maybe the lokeach, since he knows that the mocher already took a neder, maybe that changes the picture. He thinks that the neder the mocher took is chal, and the mocher is not going to be able to do any less than a sela. So maybe the lokeach is being noder bedafka. So that's why it's telling us that even legabi the lokeach, there's an umdana demuchach that mistama the lokeach knows the din that the neder of the mocher is not chal, and therefore he's fully aware that his own neder is also not going to be chal, and he's not taking his own neder seriously either. It's just a negotiating tactic. So now says the Gemara. And we started off with Nidre's Ruzin. So it says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. You told us the name Rabbi Yudan Nasiya. Who is the Tana that holds this din of Nidre's Ruzin not being Chal? Now it doesn't say Nidre's Ruzin, it says Man Tana Arba'a Nidarim, that there are these 4 Nidarim that are not Chal. So this is Machlokas Rishonim, whether this refers to whether the ensuing discussion of locking in a Tana to our Mishnah is dafka about the Nidre Zruzin part of our Mishnah or about all 4 elements of our Mishnah. But let's go with the Nidre Zruzin part because that's what our focus is today. So who's the Tana that holds that Nidre Zruzin are not binding Nidarim? So Rabbi Yudi, it must be Rabbi Yudi, Dar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Because Rabbi Yudi B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon had said the following, that if you have 2 people that are walking down the road and there's another guy walking in the other direction, so these 2 friends that are walking together, one of them says to the other, oh, that looks like, Reuven. And he says, you know what? I'm so confident that that's Reuven, I'll be a Nazir if it's Shimon. And his friend said, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Shimon. So then Machlokas Tanoim in Maseches Nazir, in the 5th paragraph of Maseches Nazir, whether either of them are a Nazir, because it either is Shimon or isn't Shimon. So the Olam Ein Echad Meam Nazir, neither of them is a Nazir, Rabbi Tarfon says. And Rabbi Yudah explains the reason for Rabbi Tarfon is, Lefishlo Nitna Nazirus Ela Lahafla'a, because Nazirus is Chal only if you say something in absolute terms, where you makabel your nazirus without any conditions attached to it. And since with these people walking down the road, the kabbalas nazirus was only al tanai, that it's this guy or not this guy, the identification of the person that's coming in the other direction, the nazirus is not chal on either one of them, even though one of them is right. But at the time that they took their neder nazirus, there was no absolute statement of a nazirus. It was all dependent on the identity of that person. So Rabbi Yudah Nasiya holds that the Mishnah that allows Nidre Zruzin is assuming like Rabbi Tarfon, and by Nidarim we can't ask her Ali Day Tanai because you need Hafla'a. So just like by Nazirus you need Hafla'a, by Nidarim you also need Hafla'a. Even though the Pasuk Ishki Yafli is said Legabe Nazirus, the Ran points out, it doesn't say Legabe Nidarim, but the Gemara is Mefurish that we make a hekesh between Nidarim and Nazirus. Isha Isha Kiafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lazir Lashem. So we darshan that since the words Yidor Neder, Lindor Neder, and Nazir Lazir are in the same pasuk, so we see that there's a direct hekesh between the dinim of Nedarim and the dinim of Nazirus. So since by Nidrei Zruzin the konim is made bitanai, that the mocher asks himself if he's going to sell it for less than X amount, and the lokeach asks himself if he's going to buy it for more than X amount, so then there's not going to be chal. But the chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Tarfon and hold that you don't need that sense of absolute certainty, that sense of hafla'a. They would say the neder is going to be chal even if it's made al tanai. And if the mocher is going to sell it for pachas misela, it's going to, the dmei mekach will taka be aser to him. And if lokech buys it for more than a shekel, then the mekach will taka be aser to him. So Rava Amar, Rava says, no, hafilu teimer rabbanan. Our Mishnah could even be going like the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Tarfon and hold that you can be mekabel nazirus al tanai. And it could be that Nidrei Zuzin are mutter because you never intended to aser it at all. And mikatani shneim ratzu. After all, does our Mishnah say shneim ratzu b'shloshu dinarim at the end? That in the end they decided to be mekayim the mekach with shloshu dinarim, even though initially the mocher's intention was to aser if he sells for any less than a seller, and the lokeach's absolute intention was to aser if he buys for any more than a shekel. But just as long as in the end they decided for shloshu dinarim, the neder is not going to be chal. And if that were the case, then you'd be right. Then you'd have to say like Rabbi Tarfon, that the neder is not chal because the neder was al tanai. But that's not what it says. Shneim rotzin katani. It says shneim rotzin, which means mitchil v'yad sof, the entire time from the beginning of the negotiations, they knew exactly where these negotiations were headed. Both of them knew that it was going to end up being shloshu dinarim, that they were going to end up splitting the difference. It's just the mocher took the neder in order to be mezariz the lokeach to increase his offer. The lokeach took the neder in order to be mezariz the mocher to lower his asking price, but they never really intended to make any sort of neder at all. Nafkamina lahalacha between Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya on the one hand and Rava on the other hand. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya thought our Mishnah goes only like Rabbi Tarfon, and Rava thought that the Mishnah could go even like the Rabbanan, is where a person said that he dafka had kavana for what he said in his neder, that according to Rava, the konum is going to be chal, because he said that it was not in the Nidrei Zruzin, and he said that, no, I really meant it the whole time. I wasn't just trying to get you to change the price. I really meant it. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, it still won't be chal, because I don't care that you really meant it, but it was al tanai. And any neder that's al tanai has a lack of hafla'a. So that would be the nafkamina between these two approaches. So now the Gemara brings a case of a suffix where we're not sure if something qualifies as a Nidrei Zruzin. Amrle Ravina Ravashi. Let's say the mocher says to lokeach that he's maskim to sell to him only for more than a seller. Seller is 5 dinars. And he asks on himself the dmei mekach if he sells it for any less than 5 dinars. V'ala amar, and the lokeach says, batzir mishekel, that I'm not going to pay any more than a shekel, 1 dinar. And he asks the mekach on himself if he pays any more than 1 dinar. So they're a mile apart from each other. One guy is saying a shekel, one guy is saying 5 dinars. So nidra havi. So the neder is, do we assume nidra havi or zruzin havi? Do we assume that it's a real neder or it's just a zruzin, it's just a negotiating tactic, even when they're so far apart from each other in terms of the price? So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi tries to answer the suffix Tanina. We have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta, way later in this Masechta, in Daf Samach Gimel, that Ali Messiah B'chavir Shiochel Etzlau. Let's say a person was trying to encourage his friend to come join him in his house for a meal, and the guy didn't want to come. He didn't want to attend. So Amar Leh, Konam Beischa Shani Nichnas. He takes a neder that your house should be also to me like a korban if I enter your house, if I come. Any drop of cold liquid that I'm gonna drink should be usher like a korban if I taste anything from you halacha is he can go into the house, he could have a cold drink when he goes into the house, that he only really asked himself eating and drinking with the mazmin, with the person who was inviting him, because he didn't want to respond to the invitation. He didn't want to agree to the invitation, but he didn't really intend to ask on himself to go into the guy's house or to drink a tipas tzonin. Those were just expressions that he was using. He really meant, I'm just not having lunch with you. But he didn't really, there was nothing about the house, there was nothing about the tipas tzonin that he was hesitant about. So asks Rav Ashi, Va'amai, why is it mutter for the noder to drink a tipas tzonin? Va'tipas tzonin kamar. After all, the words he said were tipas tzonin. So they were way off. The mazman was inviting him to come have a full su'uda. The muzman said he doesn't even want to drink a tipas tzonin. Ella, the inescapable conclusion therefore is that even if there's a huge gap between the position of the host and the position of the potential guest, mishtayi inishachi, people speak such a way, and even though they're so far apart in terms of the negotiation, he didn't really mean to ask her. He's only being mizares the other party that he should stop inviting him. He didn't really mean to ask her the tipas tzonin. Oh, so Hachanami over here also, where the Mocher says he's not going to give any less than Chamish Dinarim, and the Lokeach says he's not going to give any more than one Dinar, even though they're a mile apart from each other in the negotiation. That's the way people speak. And the way people speak is ultimately what's going to determine that that's therefore a valid Lashon of a Zirus and not really a Lashon of a Neder, which is an important thing. That a lot of times with Nedarim, we have to take into account expressions and what the common expressions are and the way people tend to express themselves. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, Simin Reish Pei Gimel. He was asked about a person who was not so good about wearing tzitzis. He was never so careful to wear a talis katan, and his rebbeim were getting on his case, and his chaverim were getting on his case. It's not right, you gotta wear a talis katan, it's the proper thing to do. And you know, he had all the normal excuses. Well, if you're not wearing a big adult kamfos, you're not really chayiv, and it's, you know, the same. But that's the minhag Yisrael, they were telling him, and that's what we do when we look for every zuchos we can have. So and finally, he just relented and he says, you know what? From today on, I'm gonna always wear tzitzis. Tamid, I'm gonna constantly wear tzitzis. And then afterwards, he was thinking, what did I just say? Does that mean I cannot bathe or shower or change my clothing? Or meaning, do I literally have to always wear tzitzis? Meaning, is there ever a time that I'm allowed to take off tzitzis? So the Torah Lishma writes that it's halacha pesuka, that a neder shvua are holich achare inyan and the mashma'us hadibur. That we have to look at what people mean when they say something. In halacha and shulchan aruch and yardeas and reshit ches, that if someone takes a neder or shvua, you look at the context and you see what he really meant. So our halacha, that he says, I'm not going into your house, I'm not having a drop of water from you. You're allowed to go to the guy's house. You're allowed to have a little bit of tzonin. Based on context, it's clear that he meant a su'uda. So therefore, says the Torah Lishma, clearly this guy, he never wore tzitzis. So he was saying that I'm going to wear tzitzis on a consistent basis, that I'll put on tzitzis every day, but he didn't really mean that I'm never going to ever take them off to go to the mikveh, to take a shower, to change my clothing. Of course he's allowed to do that. No one keeps a tzitzis on at all times. However, says the Torah Lishma, not a great idea to take any sort of shavua in such a lashon, because even though when he goes to the mikveh and when he takes a shower, it's obvious that when he changes his clothing, that's not an isser at all, that's not a chashash isser, but there may be other times where he's going to want to take off his tzitzis for a short period of time. And it's going to be more on the borderline, like he's going to go play ball. So is that something he should be doing, taking off his tzitzis when he plays ball? Some people do, some people don't, yeah. So what did he mean by that when he said tamid? So there are going to be times where he's going to take off his tzitzis, where he's going to really run into trouble, or at least risk violating the neder. So the Torah Lishma says, terrible idea to take such a neder, but you are at least allowed to change your clothing and shower. Okay, so says the Gemara, so is that a raya? You see that they're so far apart on the negotiation. reiteration of the invitation to come to the fellow's house. And nevertheless, we assume that that it's just a nidreis ruzin, that it's just a way of expressing oneself. So over here also, when they're way off in terms of the negotiation of a price, it's just a nidreis ruzin, it's just a way of expressing oneself. So Ravina says, not a raya. Amar lei, Ravina says, back to Ravashi, mi dami, how can you compare the neder not to drink a tipas tzonein to a neder not to buy something for more than a shekel? Gabit tzonein, when it comes to the neder from tipas tzonein, the neder is not going to be chal, because you could say, even though there's a huge gap between them, he was only coming to be mizaris, and the reason he said tipas tzonein was because he's choshesh that if he agrees to a tipas tzonein, then maybe he's going to start feeding him a lot more, because tzadikim omrim ma'at va'osin harbe, because that's the derech of tzadikim, that they say a little and they do a lot. So even though the mazmin, the guy who was inviting him, was saying, nah, we'll just have a little something to drink, a little, but maybe a little something means a lot more to him. So over here, by a mocher and a lokech, there's no svara that tzadikim omrim ma'at va'osim harbe. Sveikahu, there's a safek. Dilma pachos misal v'yosol shekel kamar. Maybe they meant to say that they're going to be mekayim in the mekach even with less than a seller, more than a shekel. V'zeruzin havi, and they were just using extreme lashonos as a way of negotiating, as a way of encouraging the other person to come off of their position. O dilma dafka kamar v'nidra havi, or maybe when he said Yosef Misela and the Lokeach said Pachos Mishekel, it was not Lazaris. They really meant it. And the Mocher should be also B'demei HaMekach if he takes any less than 5 dinarim, and the Lokeach should be also in the Mekach if he pays any more than a dinar. So says Gemara Sanu, so what's the answer? Tibai. And Tibai, as we've pointed out, is the nedarim language way of saying that it's a teku, that we don't have a way of resolving this suffix. How do we talk a paskin? So the Ramban and the Ran paskin l'chumra that the neder is kayim. The Meiri paskin l'hakel because it's the derech of the Zeruzim that they keep throwing out different numbers until they land somewhere in the middle. The Rambam leaves out the whole suffix of the Gemara. Says machlokas and the mafarshim of the Rambam whether he paskin l'hakel l'achmir. So this is a tibay where there's no clear path, and therefore the Rishonim have a disagreement. Three shitas in Rishonim. There's the shita in Rishonim that's machmir, the shita that's mekel, and the shita that we don't know what he holds, where the Achronim disagree whether he's machmir or he's mekel. Now this idea of tzadikim or omer ma'at v'osim harbe, it should be mentioned, is derived from this past week's parsha, right? The Shita Gubetzis points out that in general, when people invite people for achil v'shtia, he says, he'll say, bosh say mitipas tzonein, and really they're going to give them shtia shalchamin. They're going to give them a nice hot drink. They can give them more than they say. Just like we find by the Malachim that Avram Avinu said, Ve'echa pas lechem, and then he gave them lechem and chema and chalav. He gave them chema, chalav, and bakar. He gave them not lechem, but chema, chalav, and bakar. He gave them a lot more than he said he was going to give them. The Sefer Chassidim points out that even a tzaddik, even though a tzaddik is emor ma'at fa'asei harbe, but he shouldn't say lo etin lecha ela ma'at. He should still be careful about the way he phrases it. That a tzaddik shouldn't say, I'm only going to give you bread and no more. He should say, I'm going to give you bread, not to say that I'm limiting myself to bread, because in the end of the day, he's going to give a lot more. You don't want to say something that's actually not true. And he says, you have this because Midvar Sheker Tirchak, and he derives it from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Yukach na ma'at mayim. He didn't say nothing else. He just said, Yukach na ma'at mayim. So why is it that tzaddikim have this practice of emor ma'at va'asei harbe? So the Chidah in his Sefer Dvash Lepi has two explanations. First, he says, based on what Chazal say in the pasuk, Chashapti drachay v'ashiva ragli alidasecha, that David HaMelech was saying that lemachar, that tomorrow I'm going to go to look at a nice dira and things like that. I'm going to go touring tomorrow. And the Chidah says that David HaMelech was saying that in order to fool the Yetzer Hara, not to be mekatrig against him. That Yetzer Hara hears that David HaMelech is just going to spend the day touring. He's not going to be doing any mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. He's not going to be learning. So he's going to leave him alone. So tzaddikim also, they say very little, and that fools the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is like, he's not even really doing a mitzvah. He's just giving a little bit of water, and then they quickly go ahead and they do as much as they can. So that's one svara the Chidah writes. The second svara the Chidah writes about the maila of being emor ma'at, because as someone who's omer harbe, so we have to be choshesh that maybe he's only going to do what he does because he's embarrassed not to fulfill what he said. Like you have an usher that agrees to a certain significant sum of money for tzedakah, it It could be that at the time that he actually has to pay up the money, he's only doing it because he's embarrassed not to keep his word. So if you're emor ma'at, and then at the end you're osa harbe, so we know that you're not doing it machmas busha, because there was never anything that you had committed to that that you have to live up to. You have nothing pressuring you to live up to it. So when you're giving, you're really giving it. You're really giving it with a belev shalem. So those are two svaras of the chida of why emor ma'at vasei harbe, and that's also our daf yomi coincidence of the day. So now we've been yotzei. So now we can go on. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Arba Nedarim Alalu. These four Nedarim that we mentioned in our Mishnah, that they're mutter on their own. You don't even need a Taras Chacham. Tzrichen She'elu L'Chacham. You do need a Taras Chacham. So Ki Amris Kamid Shmuel. So I said to Shmuel, Amar Tana Tani Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chacham. V'atam Tzrichen She'elu L'Chacham. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said that Hitiru Chachamim, and you're saying they require a She'elu L'Chacham. How could you say that? So Rav Asi must hold, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ritva writes that Rav Asi must hold that the Lashon of the Mishnah of Hitiru Chacham means Me'ikar Adin, they're Mutter Me'aleim, but for Nama Aretz, they still require She'ela in order that he not be Noe Kalas Rosh Ben Adarim. Now remember when we learned the Mishnah, I said, and in this Mishnah, it's unlike in yesterday's Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah made a difference between whether it was Tamil Chacham and Amaretz, because we believe in Tamil Chacham to tight up that when he said Chayrem, he didn't really mean Chayrem, he meant Chayrem Ayam, and when but by Nama Aretz, we don't believe it. In this Mishnah, it doesn't matter whether you're Tamil Chacham and Amaretz, yeah, that's going to be the next opinion. This opinion, though, holds that it does make a difference. And therefore, if you're an Amma Aretz who took any of these Arba Nedarim, that's where you need Hatara L'Chacham. And that's the chiluk between the Lashon of our Mishnah, which says you don't need Hatara, which is if you're Tamil Chacham, versus what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi is telling us, that you do need Hatara if it's an Amma Aretz. Tosos says a little differently. Tosos in Maseches Nazir, Dafir Alvam Beis, explains that Rav Asi is telling us that it requires She'ela midrabanan. And in the Mishnah, Hitiru Chacham without She'ela, that's a statement mida oraisa, the mida oraisa the chum ramati without she'ela, but midrabanan it should still require she'ela. So anyway, so the Gemara says, however, there's another opinion. Rav Yosef Masnila Lahashmaita, he learned this statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi, Bahai Lishna, in the following Lashon, that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, Ein Chacham Rashai Lahatir, a chacham cannot be matir nedarim with charata alone. You need something more akin to these four nedarim, which are al yedei a pesach. Because a pesach, you make the neder into like a neder talus. That if the person would have realized at the time of the neder that pesach, he never would have taken the neder. A pesach is much stronger than a charata, because when a neder is nitar al yedei pesach, the noder is saying that had he known that the person he was noder against was a talmud chacham, or that the neder that he was taking was a takala and a michshol for the rabbim, those kinds of things, he never would have taken the neder. So the whole thing was a neder betalus, because he just was missing information. Charata is, no, he knew all the information. He was just angry. I shouldn't have gotten angry. I took the neder in a moment of weakness, in a moment of anger, in a moment of passion. But it's not that he was missing any information at the time. So charata is not as strong. So kasavar, Rav Asi apparently holds ein poschin becharata, that we cannot be matir nedarim with charata alone. So now the Gemara tells all these stories when we're matir nedarim with charata alone. There was a story, someone came to Rav Huna to be matir neder. Amar lei. So Rav Huna asked him, libach alach, did you intend at the time of the neder that even though now you want to be maskim to what you were noder at that time, and you don't have charata on in the past, only mikamna laba, that now you've already changed your mind, and then you mescharet on the neder that you took. So Amalei, lo, he said, I'm mescharet. I'm no longer standing by my same intentions. Visharye, and the charata alone was enough for him to be matirit. Who does al kamed Rabbi Bar Rav Huna? Someone came to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna also to be matir his neder. So Amalei, so Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said to the noder, Ilu haya asar b'nei adam sheyifaisucha ba'usa shah mina darta. If you would have had 10 people trying to be mefayis you at that time, would you have taken the neder if they would have been calming you down? So Amalei, lo, no, if I would have had someone talking reason to me and calming me down, I never would have taken the neder. Vihitiru, that was enough of a charata to be matir. Why dafka 10 people? So in the Shalmei Nedarim, he says, because it's based on the Gemara in in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to say kolakoes afilu shchina ina chashuva kenegdo, that anyone gets angry, even the shchina is not chashuva kenegdo, and the shchina is shoraba asar bnei adam. Ten Jews makes ashras shchina, that's a minion. So that's saying if you had 10 people being mefayis you and mele the shchina was shora, so you would not have taken, you would not have been bali dekas. So would you have still taken this nether? And he's saying no. I only took it because I was angry. So Tanya. So over here the word Tanya means kitanai. That's what the Rosh points out. We're in Nedarim land where none of the words where we use different words to mean different things. So we're saying it's really machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Om la adam leiv ze alecha. We say to the person, are you not mischarit imamar lav? If he says I'm not standing by my original my original mindset and I'm mischarit l'mafreya on the fact that I took the neder matirinosa, we're matir the neder because Rabbi Yehuda holds we're poskim b'charata like Rav Huna. Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv Om la adam ilu ay asar bin adam shayfe sucha vel sasha min adart imamar lav matirinosa, because Rabbi Yossi holds the dafka b'charat with a clear charat to repulsin like Rabbi Barafuna, it's got to be a much more explicit and open type of charata. Who also came to Rabbi Yassi? There was someone who came to Rabbi Yassi. Amaleis Rabbi Yassi asked the noder kadutahis di ari mischarit meikara on that which you were noder. Amalei lo, you think I'm not? That's why I'm here. So v'sharye, so Rabbi Yassi was matir based on that. That's enough of a charata to be matir the neder. Who also came to Rabbi Lazar? Someone came to Blazer. Amalei, Bayis Nadar, did until now you wanted the nether and from now on you want to be materit, or is it that you're mecharet, mescharet on that you were that which you were noder meyakara? Amalei, ilo margazin li lobinun klum. If I wouldn't have gotten angry at the time of the nether, I wouldn't have taken the nether at all. I'm mescharet on the fact that I took the nether out of anger. So Amalei, take a bayis. So the nether is not going to be mutter like you want. So Rabbi Blazer also holds that we're poskin becharata. Now Shem will continue in the stories of poskin becharata. Tomorrow, everyone have a great day. Yeah.